Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of Richard Ellman, born in Detroit, 1918. His father, both of his brothers, were lawyers. He decided to study literature at Yale, got interested in Yeats, went to Dublin, started writing a biography of Yeats, and that was how he learned about James Joyce. Got intrigued by Joyce, began reading all of Joyce's works, researching his life, and in 1959, Richard Ellman published a biography, James Joyce, which won the National Book Award. Some people consider it the greatest literary biography ever written. Spent the last 20 years of his life working on a biography of Oscar Wilde. He suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease and pneumonia during the last years of his life, but continued to work on the book on his deathbed using special machines to type out revisions. And Oscar Wilde was published in 1986. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Ben Okri, born in Nigeria in 1959. Moved to London, 1977, lived for a time in subway stations and with friends. He was writing novels and short stories. Didn't get much attention until 1991, when his novel The Famished Road came out, about a Nigerian child hovering between the real world and the world of spirits, describing the horrible poverty and oppression in Nigeria. It won the Booker Prize for the best novel in 1991. Ben Okri, who said, "Literature doesn't have a country. Shakespeare is an African writer. The characters of Turgenev are ghetto dwellers. Dickens's characters are Nigerians. Literature may come from a specific place, but it always lives in its own unique kingdom." And it's the birthday of the 7th President of the United States, Andrew Jackson, born on the western border of South Carolina in 1767. He was the first president of the United States who could honestly claim to have pulled himself up by his bootstraps. Before that, presidents had come from distinguished aristocratic families along the East Coast. Jackson was born in poverty in the backwoods frontier and got almost no formal education. The Battle of New Orleans made him a national hero, ran for president 1828, portraying himself as a champion of the common man, appealing to working-class voters. And the election drew more than three times as many voters to the polls as the previous election. Here's a poem for today by David Moreau. David Moreau, who has worked for 27 years with adults with developmental disabilities in Lewiston, Maine. A poem entitled, "How to Tell If You're a Participant or a Staff, a Handy Guide for Day Programs." If you have a bowel movement at work and no one records it in a communication book, you're a staff person. If someone shouts at you from the other side of the room, "Did you wash your hands?" every time you come out of the bathroom, you're a participant. If your feet don't quite touch the ground when you're sitting in one of the cafeteria chairs, you're a participant. If you know where the candy is in Jolene's office, you're a staff person. If you can run out to Subway or Burger King for your lunch, you're a staff person. If you're in a wheelchair, you're a participant. If you get a buzz cut every staff day, you're a participant. If you've never ridden in the back seat of the van, you're a staff person. If you can walk in the office without being asked, "Where are you supposed to be?" you're a staff person. If the soap dispenser is on the side of the sink opposite your one good hand and you can't reach high enough to keep the automatic faucet from getting your sleeve wet, you're a participant. If you can give a hug without someone telling you, "Remember circles," you're a staff person. If you go out for cigarette breaks, you're a staff person. If your paycheck is for $1.82, you're a participant. A poem, "How to Tell If You're a Participant or a Staff, a Handy Guide for Day Programs," by David Moreau, from his chapbook, "You Can Still Go to Hell and Other Truths About Being a Helping Professional," published by Moonpie Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.